I'm Lucas.
And I'm Noah, and we're both in Mr. Vanderstelt's class. And we think you're going to like this book.
What's the name of the book, gentlemen?
A Whole New Ball Game by...
Phil Bildner. Phil Bildner. There you go, gentlemen. Nice job. That was a great introduction. I liked how you said, we think you're really going to like this book.
Thank you.
Because when you both came to the library last week, you were raving about A Whole New Ball Game.
Yeah.
Raving. Mm-hmm. You could hardly contain your excitement.
Yes.
So let's tell our people, our listeners, what is A Whole New Ball Game about?
It's about this, these two friends who are in school together, and then they join a basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
One has like a disease or some sort of problem, mm-hmm. and then he's never really in the basketball games.
Yeah.
So then he has to have earplugs in.
Mm-hmm.
So then, but like the last game to
one. Oh, don't give away too many spoilers. Careful. Think about it. Do you want to say that?
No.
But then something happens.
Something
happens, and it's really kind of cool.
Yeah, really cool.
It's really cool.
Cool.
Tell me about Rip and Red's teacher.
He doesn't believe in homework or tests.
Really?
Mr. Avocito.
Yes. He doesn't really believe in homework or tests?
No,
but he likes to read a lot.
First we thought his name was Mr. Avocado.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought his name was Avocado.
Me too.
But
it's Avocito.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I was better with avocado. Same with me.
I like it. Boys, why did you choose to read this book?
Because you recommended it to us, mm-hmm. and we read the back, and it sounded funny and cool, and then we just decided to read it.
We needed a book with two copies.
And we had two copies.
Mm-hmm.
Noah, did you see that the second, the hold copy of the second book came in?
Where is it?
Mrs. Vanasek will give it to you. It's in. So you both have the second book now.
Yeah!
Yes! What characters would you like to meet in real life?
Yes, Noah. Mr. Avocado. I mean, Avocado.
The teacher. Why would you want to meet the teacher?
Because
he doesn't believe in homework or tests.
And his hair is sweet. You gotta admit it.
Gotta do it. Lucas, who would you want to meet?
Probably Red.
Why do you want to meet Red? Why would you want to meet Red?
Because he's like one of the main characters, and mm-hmm. he's like cool and smart sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would want to meet him.
I like it. If you could ask Phil Bildner one thing, what would you ask him? Good.
Why did he call their names Rip and Red?
Ah, why the names Rip and Red? Lucas, what would you want to ask Mr. Bildner?
Why did you write this book?
Yeah, why? What inspired you to write this book? These are questions we need to know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why should other people read this book, my friends? Why?
Because it's like a funny, realistic fiction book if you like basketball and mm-hmm. You don't like homework and tests.
Yeah.
That's a good reason.
Nobody likes
homework and tests.
Some people. Just melt your brains.
Melt your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I gotcha. Cool. All right, boys. Anything else you want to share?
You should read this book.
You should read this book. Sounds good. We will end with...
Bye-bye.
Happy reading.
Woohoo!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.